This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like the equivalent of getting stuck in Hartford traffic is the dog ate my homework, but I'm going to believe him.
It was Farmington traffic, to be clear.
Farmington traffic. It's even...
Listen, I wish whoever got in the accident in front of the UConn Health Center was okay. There were fire trucks and ambulances and all sorts of stuff, and then the road was closed. I had to turn around and go up through the neighborhood.
I guess the location's okay since they're right near medical building, right?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Chris Vandehoof is the voice, Penn Lincoln Strategies here on Brian and Company. A ton of stuff. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you? Are you doing baseball or t-ball? Have you graduated to...
We're in the minors. We're having a pretty good year. Playoffs start at the end of this week. Or
already?
Next week. Yeah. It's just spring season.
Short season ball.
Well, you got to gear up for summer ball, which gears you up for fall ball, which gears you up for...
But that's kid pitch though, right?
This is kid pitch. We're doing great.
Are you coaching?
I am coaching. It's great. The Mighty Muscles.
Is that the name of the team? You let them come up with it?
Little known fact, that's the single A team out of Fort Myers, Florida.
Did you
for the
buy
Minnesota
their gear?
Twins.
Did you buy their gear?
I bought a shirt.
That's phenomenal.
I bought a shirt.
Is this some like Popeye kind of guy?
It's a muscle flexing.
I've never heard of them. I've seen a lot of, you know, like Toledo Mudhen type stuff, but never the Mighty Muscles.
The Mighty Muscles.
Tons to talk about. I know you were listening on the way in, so thank you for that. Listen through the app. I think that's better for us, but you're probably on the terrestrial radio. I have written down, there's obviously this budget, one versus two. I get this Riddle Lamont stuff. I got just overview on the session being at the Capitol. I got Roland. I have Democratic Party writ large. I got Chris Murphy. What do you want to start with?
Why don't you have the list?
All right. So listen, I don't really, the budget is a weird thing because the average person like doesn't give a crap, but it's really interesting once you start to think about it and talk about it. And I also like the fact that we have this state where the Democrats dominate here, but they don't dominate, you know, nationally right now, federally at least. And there's like Democrat on Democrat tension here, in my opinion. And tell me that I'm wrong.
No, I think that that's fair to say. I think that if Matt Ritter was sitting here, he would agree with you. Or if the governor was sitting here, I don't know if I'd call it tension. You know, there's a week to go at the end of session, and there's 187 members of the legislature of either party. There's the governor. There's competing interests all over the building, up and down, everywhere you go. I wouldn't say it's competing interest, or I wouldn't say it's tension. I would say it's more or less this is how the end of session goes every year.
That was my question initially because, you know, you're up there all the time. You've been doing it for years. Is this a typical session? Because I'll read like the quotation from Ritter yesterday when he's talking about this one versus two, because he's like, we got to have something if we don't agree. I'd like to know what they agree on. I know there's this big uptick in nurse compensation in year two they keep talking about. It says, as a legislature, the worst and most dangerous thing you can do is leave without a budget of some kind. Your leverage is gone. Members are awake. It's hard to find the dates for special session. The days turn into weeks, and you get to July 1, and your municipalities, your nonprofits, and others are at the whim of whatever the governor's office wants to do. Every day that goes by, the power accumulates in the executive branch. To me, that's tension.
That's not tension. That's just fact. Like, the legislature has to pass a budget by June 4th, which is the end of session this year. They're supposed to do a biannual budget. The speaker is saying, and I think that the Senate Democrats saying, hey, the second year is unclear on what we can and can't do. So let's pass a one-year budget because the legislature then controls that. If they don't pass a budget by midnight on June 4th, then what ends up happening is the governor's office and the governor then control all of it, regardless of who the governor is. I know we're talking about Roland. Rel went through this too, where they didn't pass a budget. The Republican governor in a Democratic majority legislature was basically running the budget on two-week rescission budgets. So once the legislature doesn't do it, the governor's office has all of the power. That is true. Now, they may agree on 99% of the stuff that's in the budget or 90% of the stuff in the budget. I think the speaker said the other day, it's always the last $300 million out of a $55 billion budget that things get stuck
on. So, I mean, first of all, it seems like then you're saying you're somewhat constructive on if they can't make a deal, just do a 1 year and then deal with that $140 million later. But I'm also hearing from you, you think they're going to get something done.
Yeah, my guess is they get something done. I don't know if the one-year thing sticks. I know the governor isn't super supportive of it. It is unusual. It hasn't been done in 45 years.
So what, he can't vote veto a budget, right? I mean,
he can veto a budget.
He can. And
absolutely.
And then they would have to do – and he can't line item veto things, can he?
You know, I think that he has some line item rescission authority. I'm not an expert when the budget stuff breaks down. But, you know, I mean, I also think that the speaker's point is fair that – we don't know what's happening in Washington, D.C., right? And maybe the cuts aren't as bad as they say they're going to be, or maybe they're worse than they say they're going to be. But, you know, upwards of 50% of our state budget is mandated by court order or comes from the federal government. And if that's changing, we're now playing in a world of the budget that we haven't had to play in the past.
Right, which is to my point that I brought up a while ago, is that you're going to have a special session no matter what, right, when you find out what the feds are going to give you or not give you. So why not just, like, figure out what you can figure out and then deal with that year two thing when you have your special, because you're going to have one anyway. It sounds like it's definitely going to happen.
It seems that way for sure. You know, nothing's on the calendar.
What am I missing? Am I missing anything to this conversation?
No, I think you got it. I think that what you're missing is all of the other things at play, all of the other issues that are before the legislature right now that people, legislators of either party, of either point in the rank, are all trying to get done. All the advocates who are working on.
There's like 800 bills, but what are your top four? Like, in terms, not for your interest. I'll talk about your interest later, but I mean, what are the biggest issues right now outside of the budget?
Trying to figure out what they want to do with this AI stuff. There's all sorts of healthcare issues. There's education stuff. The housing bill that took 12 hours in the House the other day is now upstairs in the Senate. Is that going to go? I mean, these are, you know, it's literally becomes a clock game.
And I feel bad for the people who work hard on a good bill that actually would help us that just doesn't get taken up because of time.
Like the good people at Pendling and Strategies. We work hard on good bills.
You work hard every day, good
out.
Americans, raised in the heartland.
I was raised in the heartland.
I know you were. We continue here with Chris Van Heer from Pendling and Strategies here in Bryan and Company. Chris DiPantima from CBIA says you're full of it. You're just you slept in.
Yeah, I got us.
That's what he said. And nice. Then Steve Weir, also a Republican representative, you know, he wanted me to mention the bill on unemployment benefits for striking workers. I just don't understand why. And we're trying to get a Democrat to talk about it because I don't understand why anyone would support that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I need to talk to Steve today about the farm bill. So if he's listening.
Yeah, Steve, he is listening.
I'm going to find
farm
you
bill.
Later this afternoon.
What do you got? Who are you representing?
We represent the Farm Bureau, and we're working on a really good big packages here to help the ag community in Connecticut, and that's finally coming together, so we need to start.
Will it definitely get a vote?
Let's see. Don't know. Hopefully. Feel good about it right now.
Now, what does the Farm Bureau say to you if it doesn't get taken up? Are they like, you're done?
I don't know. We're not going to worry about that today.
But I don't understand, because I'm not anti-labor. I'm not necessarily like some rah-rah union guy, but I'm not anti-labor. But I don't understand why we, the taxpayers, should be responsible for someone who makes a choice to go on strike.
The striking workers bill?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. You have no interest in it. Have an opinion.
I have no interest in it. I also have no opinion on it.
Bull crap. You're so full of it.
I really don't. Listen, I mean, I think it's a tough issue to get done with less than a week to go before the end of the legislative session, right? I mean, we treat this like the end of the school year. Today's the last Thursday of the session. We don't have another Thursday.
Well, the end of the school year means you watch a movie and you don't do any work. That's not what happens with you guys. That's a bad metaphor.
No, we treat it the same way in the sense of, like, I don't have another Thursday in session.
Right.
Right? I don't have another, after tomorrow, I don't have another Friday in session. We're probably going to be on Saturday, I think. So, you know, it's we're running towards the end here, and how long is the debate going to be on that striking workers bill, especially if the governor says, and he has made it very clear that he's...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I'm gonna veto it.
Well, that's my point. Is you
so have, why are we wasting the time?
That's my point. Is like, why waste your time on a bill if he's going to veto it when there's other things that are important, like your farm bill,
that
could get voted on. And I also don't understand why. I just want to get somebody who's in favor of the bill to explain to me why the responsibility for it should be spread among the taxpayer. And I, you know, like I'm not even like some Joe Old guy who's like, my tax dollars, I don't want another dollar to go towards. I'm not.
You're a little bit.
I'm
like
getting
that.
There.
A little bit like that.
I'm getting there. It's funny. We're talking with Chris Vandia from Ben Lincoln Strategies. I think it benefits the listeners, and we have some students from Maloney High School here, because you talk about, you know, going to the Capitol. I had somebody, we had the Salvation Army Gala last week, and somebody had, I think Eric George had to leave to go back to the Capitol. And so I'm curious, like, and you talk about the last week.
Congratulations on your award, by the way. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
Go to the
event. No, I appreciate, by the way, you have always been very supportive, not only of me, but also of the show. So I'm grateful for that, regardless of you being there or not. What do you do? Like, you know, when there's so many people there waiting for so many conversations, can you just give people a sense? Because people throw lobbyists around and we think, you know, steak dinners and shaking hands and this and that. But like when you're at the Capitol day in and day out, like give me a little bit of a slice of your day.
You know, at this time of year, we start a little bit later. They don't go in session until 11, so you're not up there at, you know, 8 or 9 in the morning. Most folks rolling around 9:30, 10.
Right.
Speaker's doing his, you know, daily press conference about a half hour before session starts and walk through with the majority leader what they're planning on doing for the day in the House. Then we start looking at the calendars. You know,
so you sit on that, you listen to it?
Yep. It's the quietest the cafeteria is all year. You walk in, it's just a bunch of lobbyists listening to the press conference. But And then we take a look at what we got to work on for the day, what clients are going, what we're hearing is going to be the hot list. The number one question is they order dinner, you know, how late are we staying tonight? You know, and then it's a bunch of peaks and valleys throughout the day. Like, you know, I might stand around and chit chat with people about the fact that I was on the show today for 15 minutes and that's it. And then all of a sudden I'm working on the farm bill and then somebody comes across and I have this bill to work on and I work on 15 different bills in the course of an hour. Upstairs, downstairs, back to the LOB, back to the Capitol, and then I have lunch, and it's kind of quiet for 10 more minutes, and I get a call, hey, we're doing this tonight at 8 o'clock.
Right.
I need you to come up and help. Let's start talking about it.
Are you, like, whipping votes, kind of? Like, are you?
Sometimes. You know, most things, because the majority is so big, if they're going to call it, it's going to pass, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have an amendment that may or may not go, but if a bill's going to, especially at this point of the year, which goes back to the striking worker thing, if you're going to put it on what we call on the board, if you're going to call it in one of the chambers, the idea is going to pass, right? I mean, the majority for the Democrats is
right.
So big. So the question is, how long is the clock going to be run by the Senate Republicans or the House
Republicans? Can they run – like, what's the filibuster way? Can they be closed off?
We have unlimited debate in Connecticut. So they can go. They could talk today until next Wednesday at midnight if they wanted to. Now, that doesn't happen, right? Because what they ultimately do is work out deals to, you know, hey, we want to make sure we.
But they could run out the clock.
They could. And in the last couple of days, it does happen a little bit, right? And the Democrats certainly have the power to do what's called call the question, which is we're going to cut off debate. But that hasn't happened in Connecticut. I don't think it's going to happen this year. It's sort of
like never happened.
I don't know.
As far as you know,
in the history of the legislature, it's probably happened, but I've never seen it happen in my 25 years.
Chris Vandyhoof from Penn Lincoln Strategies joining us here on Brian & Company. I am also fascinated by the dynamic that Democrats are so dominant here and they're not dominating in Washington, although we'll see what happens in the midterms. How does that dynamic get balanced out? I mean, what do you see happening at the federal? I'm just curious because I know you're very careful about the partisan side of things, but we are sort of on an island here politically, and it's so different than what's in D.C. It's kind of a bizarre dynamic. And do you think that, A, it's going to sustain itself here in Connecticut, and do you think it'll sustain itself in D.C. as well?
Well, I think that the pendulum in politics always goes one way or back another. Just the question is, how long does it take for the pendulum to come back, right? I mean, and you go back to the 20s in Connecticut in the Rohrbach era, they had the entire state Senate with the exception of one seat, right? So like, and that was all Republican. So like the pendulum swings around in local politics,
sure,
because it's all about how good are your candidates and how good is the field that you can play. At the national level, listen, we're in some sort of weird situation here in history where one guy is sort of dominating all of it. And I haven't yet figured out why he is.
Yeah,
I think
He's,
you know, his messaging is obviously the best PR guy we've ever seen. But it's dominating. Now, the question is the domination over his own party in Congress going to cost them at the midterm? I would say it probably is. Congress is literally bending a knee and saying, go ahead, we're going to do everything you want with the big, beautiful bill. We'll see if it gets to the Senate. But I think at the midterms, that's a problem for, you know, some of these cuts are a problem even in red states. And
well,
I think that
I mean, if the Medicaid stuff happens, they're going to lose votes, right?
Sure.
I mean, and even if the Medicaid stuff was like, we might all have to take some medicine, no pun intended, to get things right, but they're not giving us the medicine to get things right, right? They're not balancing the budget or trying to reduce the deficit, right?
He does not care about that, right? Like, he does.
That's
not
what
care
bothers
about
me in my old fuddy-duddy, you know.
It's not the only thing, though. The 9 o'clock hours, what bothers Brian Schaffer?
That would be a good one. What was the buzz yesterday on Roland?
You know, I think people were sort of not totally surprised. The word was out that he was potentially on a list for pardons. Congratulations to the former governor. I've always had a good relationship with him. He's a very dynamic politician.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that what happened. And we move on. I think in terms of what happens in the state capitol, it's not.
I mean, he's not going to come back into politics. So, I mean, I don't imagine he would, right?
Well, he should sit in this seat.
Well, he has.
Well, I know. And I'm saying with you, this could be
and
a new
And he's been
show.
Asked to come back. Maybe now. But he seems to, you know, he was very gracious to me when I came back to Connecticut and we had lunch and he just gave me his advice. I mean, he's a talented politician. He's very good on the radio, too.
He was great.
I think he's enjoying being a grandfather and being out of the limelight. I think he feels this is not something he articulated to me. This is me saying, is that if he's back in the limelight, then the people who want to take shots at him are going to take shots at him, and he's not sure he wants to deal with that anymore. That's the sense I get. I don't know.
It's part of the business, right? Like, if you're going to do it,
you got to be.
They're going to come for you.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, that's totally true. Chris Vandyhoof, Penn Lincoln Strategies here. What are some of the issues before we have to say goodbye? I don't know who your clients are. Like, some of the bills that you've been focused on besides the farm bill.
To be honest, the Farm Bill is sort of driving the day for me. I mean, this is an unusual thing that we've done with them. Usually the Farm Bureau and the Department of Agriculture and the legislators like Mike Weir in the Capitol. The nice thing about the Farm Bureau is that they're sort of a nonpartisan group. Everybody sort of supports farmers and the ag community
right.
in Connecticut. So like as we build out these things of bills that have a bunch of different things that help the industry as a whole or the community as a whole, it isn't about, oh, I got to get Democrats or I got to get Republicans.
Right. What's in the bill?
It's a whole bunch of stuff. 20 as of right now, I think 26, 27 sections. Got some shellfish and oyster stuff for you and your friends down on the shore.
Just money to get them?
No. All sorts of technical changes on how many shells you can collect, how much weight in terms of shells you can collect. We got agrotourism in there. We've got we got a whole bunch of stuff. Few different things that aren't yet.
But if they
done.
Bring it up, it'll pass. You just got to get it brought up.
We just got to get it on the list and then on the hot list. First it goes go list, hot list, then on the board.
And that's all Ritter? Like, I mean, if you had him do, he said, yeah, I'll do that for you. He'll do that for you.
It could be Ritter these 2 minutes, and then it could be Rojas these 3 minutes. Yeah. And then, well, what if Republican speaks? Now we have to go talk to Vinny Candelora and the Mike Weir, and what's the Senate going to do? And now it's back to Ritter.
Good luck.
It's the meme of the beautiful mind guy.
Well, I'm sorry about the traffic.
I apologize. That was, again, Chris DiPentima. There was a bad accident in front of the Econ Health Center.
He swears. Be kind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.